Hey, y'all. Sean here.
And
Kevin. Hey, how's it going, everyone? Sean and I wanted to sit down and talk a little bit about what took place at the most recent 22 August, BCC meeting, specifically in relation to Dr. Ward and Dr. Nguyen's proposal for the North Walton Doctors Hospital. As many of you may be aware of, they came forward with a proposal asking for a letter of support and a letter of support for the loan that they were getting, the small rural
from
development.
From Chelco.
Yeah, from Chelco. Over the course of their presentation and immediately after, an individual from Twin Cities Hospital, part of the HCA healthcare network, got up and proceeded to speak.
Todd Jackson, the CEO.
Right. Quite forcefully against the doctor's hospital. He went on about how they had just purchased 9 acres in Dufuniac Springs and have future plans at an undefined time to build an undefined medical facility. He was willing to say that it would have emergency services, but go into no further detail. But he seemed quite adamant that the county should give no money to the doctor's hospital and make statements that his effort would not require any taxpayer funds. After the meeting, Sean felt that she needed to look into exactly who HCA Healthcare is and look into the differences between what a physician-owned hospital is and offers.
Yes. Todd Jackson, the CEO of HCA, this is a quote from my panhandle. He said, "We do not intend to open a healthcare clinic or an urgent care facility," said Jackson to the commissioners. "What we do intend is something more substantial. It is 9 acres at the corner of 331 and the I-10 ramp. West ramp, right? It's the west, going west. It's
sure
on the west. Yeah, it's at the I-10 west ramp. What he did say is HCA acquired land like this one of two things is built, a freestanding emergency room or hospital.
But he would not commit to which.
Yeah.
Obviously, whatever they do propose to build there would come at some point well into the future as they have not even.
Okay. Well, he did go on to say if the land, so here's the if. If the land does not form into a hospital for inpatient care, Jackson said HCA will construct an intra-facility transport to bring Walton County patients to Niceville or Fort Walton Destin. Okay, so basically it's just another bill, really.
Yeah, and a little bit of research into these emergency facilities. They will do emergency intake from the ambulance, immediate triage, and then they transport somewhere else. So even if you had an emergency and that immediate emergent care was closer due to this facility, ultimately your loved ones, family members, and or yourself would be transferred and be much further from home, which would cost additional money and provide that 45-minute-hour commute for any family members that wish to visit.
Which we are still working with. When you get picked up by emergency, EMS, they pick you up. They are caring for you while they travel to one of the hospitals that are located 30 to 50 minutes away from
this Dufuniac. North Walton, Dufuniac area.
Exactly. The north. So it's technically the same. It's just another facility.
Yeah, it's an emergency facility located between here and where you would actually be. So Sean was looking into what the differences are between what Dr. Ward and Dr. Nguyen are proposing building a physician-owned hospital, the North Walton Doctors Hospital, in the old Healthmark facility, or what this HCA.
Well, immediately what came to mind for me is that when we say physician owned, that takes me back to private practice, you know, for whether it's general practice or not. But a physician owned hospital is likened to a private practice. It's just owned by several physicians offering a variety of services.
Yes. Though in the case of a physician owned hospital, obviously it does provide the emergency services and other functions of a full hospital, but that personal relationship of a privately owned practice that is invested specifically in the community. As Sean was doing some research on this.
There's some interesting stats that come out of the difference between a privately owned hospital, a physician owned hospital, versus a corporate-owned hospital, which HCA is corporate-owned.
Exactly.
Okay, they are huge. And we know that anything that is huge, usually the product suffers or the customer service suffers or, you know, so, and they operate from a bottom line.
Yeah. Would you rather get your burger?
That's how they became huge.
Yeah. Would you rather get your burger at Ed's or McDonald's?
Yes. So I wanted to look into the difference between these corporate owned hospitals and a physician owned hospital. Okay. And just to set some facts out there about HCA, so that you know how big they are. As of 2020, and this is the most recent, HCA reports it operates 185 hospitals and more than 2,000 sites of care, including surgery centers, freestanding ERs, urgent care centers, and physician clinics located in 21 U.S. states and in the United Kingdom. A significant portion of those hospitals are situated in Florida and Texas. As of 2022, HCA had 47 hospitals and 31 surgery centers in Florida, and 45 hospitals and 632 affiliated sites of care in Texas. And they have plans on building 3 new hospitals in Florida in 2022. So basically, they're huge.
Yeah, this company, this healthcare company, is ranked number 62 on the Forbes 500. And in 2022, they reported a revenue of $60.23 billion with a B. This is a mega corporation, a multinational corporation. Interestingly, in the research Sean was conducting, found some what I view personally as disturbing trends recently in relation to physician-owned hospitals versus non-physician-owned hospitals in America. According to a 2021 report from the Physicians Advocacy Institute, between 2019 and 2020, in a two-year period, 48,400 physicians left their independent practices and became employees of hospitals and other corporate entities. As of early 2021, nearly 70% of U.S. physicians were employed by such corporations. Statistic indicates that only 3 out of 10 physicians work primarily for patients through private practices, to include physicians-owned hospitals. Alternatively, you could look at it this way. 7 out of 10 physicians in the United States are currently employed by corporate entities such as hospital systems, private equity firms, and insurance companies. That's pretty disturbing to me when I think of growing up and...
That's monopolizing healthcare.
Yeah, it's monopolization of healthcare, and it has gone through a drastic increase in recent years. Right in line with that, during that same two-year period, these corporate entities acquired through purchase 17,700 physician-owned practices, buying them. That's part of why so many doctors no longer work for themselves. This aggressive buyout of physician-owned practices has resulted in a 32% decrease in physician-owned healthcare options in just that two-year period from 2019 to 2020. Many of us grew up knowing our family doctor, going to the hospital and seeing the same familiar faces, knowing that when we went to that hospital, the doctors that saw us and took care of us could very well be the ones who gave birth to us or took care of our parents. There's a personal relationship there. That personal relationship is a dying entity in America due to these corporate buyouts.
Yeah, it literally is taking the physician's autonomy away. They have to go to corporate boards to get approvals for treatments, or they have to follow some algorithm to treat a person when you may not need all that, or you may need more. They don't, they're limited, literally limited by corporate and bureaucratic crap.
Yeah. Their company may say, hey, we have a great deal with this pharmaceutical company for these drugs, so you're going to promote these drugs or prescribe based off of protocols established by the corporate entity. Another interesting thing that Sean found in her research, there's been a lot of question out there recently about cost of healthcare. And there was a belief that corporate healthcare through these large corporations and networks of hospitals would lead to a lower cost of healthcare to the patient. There was a study that was just released in June of 2023 by JAMA Network Open. It was conducted by five university medical researchers from universities both in the United States and Canada, including Johns Hopkins University. This study actually began with the hypothesis that physician-owned hospitals would have higher prices than their competitors. What they found in their study was exactly the opposite. And without going into too much detail here, they used the data available through the hospital price transparency rule across 78 hospital referral regions and including data from 158 physician-owned hospitals and 1,116 non-physician-owned hospitals or corporate hospitals. And they found that prices were considerably and reliably lower in the physician-owned hospitals. For insurance contracted care, they came out to 33.7% lower in physician-owned hospitals. And for cash payments from customers, they found that the physician-owned hospitals averaged 32.7% lower patient cost for what was charged. That's significant. That's one third of the price, or one third less cost to patients in average in physician-owned hospitals. You know, we all need healthcare. We're in desperate need of medical services in North Walton, but I think it's important we consider what kind of healthcare we're getting and what we're going to support.
Well, weighing the options and also understanding motivations of why a big corporate hospital wants to drop a intra facility. That doesn't really solve the problem of not having medical care here. That literally is doing the same thing we already do, whether it's by helicopter or by EMS ambulance. It's the same thing. If they cannot treat you or they don't have any beds in the, you know, in the facility, I'm not even sure why it's there. Maybe it's a tax write-off or some benefit they gain. My point is that this is the same as, you know, you're supporting local. Everybody wants to support local. We want to be able to continue to create business and things like that. I mean, a doctor comes out of medical school and it's looking like they have no choice but to go to work for a big corporation. They're literally, they don't have the op. I mean, it seems like they're, you know, the option to open their own private practice is, well, dwindling due to these big corporate hospitals and healthcare.
It's dwindling at an alarming rate.
Yes, it is. And it took a huge decline after COVID. But there's a significant difference just in services. If you could give an example. Do you have that? You don't have that. Okay. Anyways.
Well.
Mr. Unprepared over there.
Oh, that's what you're
saying. Anyways.
I know where that
so
is.
So to give an example of prices. So just for a POH, charge less for 7 of the 8 services in each price category. For instance, a physician-owned hospital charged commercial insurers $989 for an MRI of your lower spinal canal, or 33% less than non-physician-owned hospitals. Pay cash for a blood test. Physician-owned hospital charges you $88 for a comprehensive metabolic panel, or 31% less than a non-physician-owned hospital. So they're, and this is out of every category, they came in less. And why? Well, that's because they have,
they're more efficient at managing resources, reducing unnecessary expenses, and they can utilize the latest technology. And that efficiency leads to lower overhead costs, streamlined operations, and reduced healthcare expenditures. And then medical technologies is an important thing. In the reading that you provided, the physician-owned hospitals can tailor their investment in technology to meet the needs of their local community.
And the expertise and right. the services they offer. It's not just some corporate level executive making decisions for physicians. And they're totally different.
You're not getting a cookie cutter hospital with cookie cutter technology, one size fits all. A physician owned hospital will change and tailor their care, technology, and services to the specific needs of the demographics and the individuals in their local community.
And that's where physician autonomy comes in. It enables the doctors to make decisions based on their medical expertise and professional judgment. They can create and implement protocols, adapt treatments, and invest in advanced medical technologies without bureaucratic interference. That's really important because with a corporate hospital, you're not going to have that. You simply are not.
No, you will not. Your care is going to be determined by algorithms, spreadsheets, financial projections, and...
And also, from what I'm understanding with HCA, the HCA has, these emergency services and clinics and things like that, and they're all pretty much generic. You know, they're just... generic services. I'm not saying that the doctors that work there aren't good. I'm sure they are fine. It's that they're just, cookie cutter medical care. But for a physician-owned hospital, when they have to make a decision, they don't have to go to a corporate board, or they don't have to follow some algorithm or protocol that's in a manual that, comes down from some board meeting, a year ago or whatever. They literally have a relationship with their patients, and you're not going to have doctors coming and going. That's not how it works because it's a physician-owned hospital.
Right. And when you think about these corporate hospitals, it relates to a lot of things in life. If you have a problem or you have a concern or a suggestion, you go to the hospital. And you speak directly to those who make the decisions. You don't fill out a customer survey that gets shuffled into a database and pushed off to some corporate headquarters never to be seen again. There is a direct line of communications and a direct line of feedback and cooperative effort in a physician-owned hospital with the local community that you will never replicate in a corporate hospital environment.
Okay. And I think that physicians that have an invested interest in the community, such as Dr. John Ward, who was born and raised here. He grew up here. He knows the people here. He came back to his community to serve his community, and he's doing just that. You're not going to find that. I mean, at the rate that the corporations are buying up the private practices and hiring doctors, this is a once probably in a lifetime chance that anybody is willing to do it, and we should embrace it.
Yeah. As citizens. And think about this as well. They are discussing opening education services for medical fields in coordination with Northwest Florida State College. That directly relates to the medical professionals that will be working in this hospital over time will be from
yes, here, and we need that here in the in Walton County. We need an industry, whether it's education or medical. We have the dental school. So, I mean, I think that this is an added benefit both for healthcare, the citizens, tax base. I mean, through the hiring of doctors, you're going to have more of a tax base moving in. And it's just, it's beneficial to the community. And it is from a citizen who actually cares about his community, is a successful doctor already. He's not, you know, just coming out of medical school or, you know, some idea. Dr. Nugent, he has the hospital up in Bonifay, which he turned around, and that's successful. So you have two experienced doctors who are,
absolutely invested in this local area and the local people. And like I said, the education option is an amazing thing, because do you think a corporate hospital is going to hire all local people?
Well, speaking of hiring local people, HCA, I think the idea of Dr. John Ward and Dr. Nugent opening a hospital in Dufuniac is beneficial to the community, to not just the community, all of Walton County, as far as it's not just Dufuniac, all of Walton, because currently we only have one hospital, and hospitals are 30 to 50 minutes away, and that's without traffic. So add traffic in, and that's every direction. North, south, east, west. But speaking of HCA, I think it's also important to inform people, and I don't know if this is going to make a difference whether they set up this facility or not, but assuming that they move into Dufuniac Springs and set up their facility, I think it's important for citizens to know and potential employees that the citizens should know that HCA has a background. They have a most recent case here, which was July 17th of 2023, a massive data breach, 4 class action lawsuits and 11 million patients' records taken. It included, you know, all their personal information. They said no medical data. But there's another little thing with data and HCA. In May of 2021, a deal was finalized between HCA and Google to develop healthcare algorithms using patient data. So if you're not real keen on Google and your data being used or
shared,
then that might be something to consider, because they've already done it and the deal's done. So there's that. Another issue, which I find with HCA to be a little disturbing, is they do the DEI, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I have here their handout that they give to their employees about equity of care, respectful use of pronouns. So if you decide that you're going to go to work there, or you're in their, you know, in their facility, or I don't know, maybe one of their employees. I don't know. I guess this applies to everybody. But anyways, so I'm going to just read from it. Some people choose to use binary pronouns of he, him, his, or she, her, hers, while other identify outside of gender binary and choose to use they, them, theirs, or a neo-pronoun. Okay. If you aren't familiar with how to use the pronouns the person has requested, be sure to ask them for an explanation of correct use. Okay, so I'm just trying to imagine, like, I'm in an emergency situation with a patient and I need to be concerned about their pronouns. Really? That's absurd.
And on that same subject, or offshoot of that subject, gender affirmation surgery minors is conducted by HCA Healthcare.
Oh, yes. Okay. So they do gender affirmation surgery.
Treatment and surgery for minors.
For minors. And what is it? The hormone?
Yeah. Hormone therapy. That's
hormone therapy. Yeah. And this is straight from their HCA Healthcare UK website. And this is Miss Victoria Rose, is an accredited consultant, plastic surgeon with over 2 decades of experience in complex plastic surgery procedures, including gender reassignment surgery. And there it is. This is a corporate conglomerate. They do gender reassignment surgery. They do the hormonal therapy, the gender affirmation. They don't do it in Florida because
of the very recent legislation that DeSantis put in, making it against law for those under the age of 18 in Florida. However,
so they could still be mutilating people.
Yeah, they just have to be adults in Florida.
Well, okay.
But I think there is something to be said, though, for
you can get your gender reassigned at 18, but you cannot drink beer at 18. That what?
Don't get me started.
Okay.
But the overall point here is, whether the hospital that you attend in Florida specifically offers that, the corporation does, and patronage of HCA healthcare system as a whole financially supports that activity.
Okay. I want to read a little more from this equity of care, respectful use of pronouns. Okay. So if I'm an employee, I have to introduce myself like this. My name is Sean, and I use the pronouns. Let me check. What the heck?
Do you know your pronouns?
Yeah, I do, but I don't think to use them like this. She, her, hers. Okay. That's so weird. Do you have personal pronouns that you use or anything else you would like for me to know about you?
Okay, so we're required to ask everyone to meet what their preferred pronouns are.
Okay, so it says considerations. Introducing yourself with use of pronouns may help a colleague or patient feel more comfortable sharing their pronouns with you.
Or more uncomfortable in
general. Or more uncomfortable.
My goodness.
I'm not comfortable. What about my comfort? I don't want to talk. I didn't even feel natural saying that. Be thoughtful about cultural or generational perspectives. Some may be early in their learning journey and may not understand using pronouns to identify themselves. What the heck? I just cannot.
Go for it.
This is a hospital. Their primary focus should be on healthcare, not whether I call myself she, her, hers, they, them. What is a neo pronoun? Anyways.
I have absolutely no idea, and I'm actually quite fine. Wait,
there's more. Understanding that pronoun usage may be fluid depending on who is present in the conversation or current circumstance. So I'm wondering, can I get fired because this is fluid? So like if this dude over here doesn't like me and he told me last week that his pronouns were they, them, I'll call him they, them, and then he fluidly changes it.
I changed my mind. Exactly. And you just offended me.
Okay. All right. So yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
It is.
Okay. What happens if you make a mistake? Demonstrate respect and willingness to use colleagues or patients' self-identified gender and pronouns. Realize that misgendering or possibly outing someone could result in hurt or a feeling of disrespect. You know, I got to say, that introduction makes me genuinely feel awkward and weird and stupid. I mean, it was weird. Why would you even say that? That's not an introduction. That's weird.
It sounds offensive to me.
If I walked up to you, I was like, my name is Sean, and I use the pronouns she, her, hers. I think
my gender was confirmed at birth.
Do you have personal pronouns that you use, or anything else you would like for me to know about you?
Stop talking about it. That's what I'd like you to know about me.
No, but my...
I know, that would be my response.
My employee sheet says I have to do this. So what's your pronouns? You got to tell me. I got to write it down on your intake card.
My response would be a letter of resignation, okay?
We're triaging you. I need to know your pronouns so that in case you... my God. Okay, anyways. So, yeah, if you work for HCA, that's what you can expect. You better know your pronouns and the fluid pronouns of others, or at least ask them, and they could change, apparently.
So the question is, do you want your healthcare and your healthcare facility in North Walton serving Defuniak, Liberty, Paxton, Mossy Head to be built and structured around the local community and what we believe in and stand for as citizens?
Well, I don't
want
to give...
Or do you want the Disney, Bud Light, McDonald's corporate healthcare to push out, as that gentleman at the BCC meeting attempted to do already, push out and prevent local doctors from standing up and reopening HealthMark as North Walton Doctors Hospital, starting January 1st, 2024, providing immediate medical care and hospital services to us as citizens of Walton County? I think it's pretty clear and pretty evident what we as a community should be supporting, getting behind, and offering to assist in any way we can in ensuring that these doctors who are sacrificing their own livelihood, income, effort, work to provide this to us, I think they deserve our support.
Yeah, I agree. I think they deserve our support. So anyways, hopefully we gave you enough information. I'm going to upload this on Facebook, and I'm going to provide links to all the documentation regarding HCA, physician-owned hospitals versus non-physician-owned, which would be your for-profit and non-profit, which the for-profit I'd call corporate. But basically, this is definitely something that would serve the community. And I think that everybody should, you know, consider putting your support behind this and look into the documents, and hopefully you get something out of this.
Yep. Thanks for listening, and hopefully this helps.